If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
It's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Hello and welcome. I believe this is the Tedious 1039. I don't remember. I changed the thing, but I don't remember which one it is.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Just have to deal with it. It's Friday.
The Jewish apocalypse.
It's the best show. Friday show. Let me turn this down a little bit. We've got plenty to do. I actually did some show prep yesterday. I didn't just show up hoping to make, like, sweet one-liners in reaction to whatever Mike was going to talk about, so we can get into that. We were just having a lively conversation about faggotry in public, which was funny. Should have been recording it, but I don't know.
Burning.
I don't know, do we need to recount the tale of the thing that you were just talking about, Mike, with the 1,000-pound... whatever the fuck.
I don't think we need to do that.
It's a TV show.
That's not worth it. I want to talk about his bicycle chick.
Oh, bicycle, yeah.
Bike
City Bike
the
Karen.
Bicycle
the bicycle. The most
victim-blaming
situation ever. Yes, she paid for the bicycle, and the niggers tried to steal it. What a shock.
But not
shocking
only that.
Revelation.
Like, I was completely correct. Like, my theory of what happened was right.
Of course.
And so here we have this New York Post article. There's been a number of other media outlets have now published this, probably because they're worried about getting fucking sued. Because if you went out and you published that this video showed this woman trying to steal a bike,
mm-hmm.
Without any caveats, some of the news agencies were intelligent enough to put allegedly, because by watching that video, that's really not at all convincing that she was trying to steal a bike. It doesn't.
So
right?
What about the freelance Negro news agency that released the story initially?
We are going to discuss that.
I'm having a serious contempt for the audience moment. We just published prep, and someone is letting us know that the news about bike Karen's. Like, do you think we're not aware, sir?
We said.
Oh my God! Are you serious? Bike Karen. Wow.
Okay.
I never
I'm not
read
mad
anything.
About that. Well, also, that's also, you know why I'm not mad at that person? You know why I'm not mad at that person?
I'm disappointed in
they're
their.
They're not on Telegram.
I'm disappointed in their
they're,
low level
no, they're
of confidence in us.
They're not on Telegram.
Okay, that may be. Well, he might be on Telegram and be like, did you guys see it? I don't know. All I know is
well,
I.
If he's on Telegram, then
lack
he
of confidence.
Seen us posting about it.
I deserve more confidence than that. I'm not on Telegram and I saw
not,
the news.
Let's not.
It's
somebody who just
it's literally the biggest news. It's the biggest news story of the week. Yes, we've heard about it.
That's kind of crazy if it's the biggest news story of the week. But it's it's a good story.
It's the biggest story. It's a blatant racial hatred lie against white people. We're all fucking over it. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
You want to know what was funny? You want to know what happened yesterday? Alex sent me that article like early in the morning, which legitimately that was the first time I'd seen it. I posted on Telegram about it, and like 6 hours go by, and like 4 p.m, Stryker tags me in a group we're in. He's like, "Mike, we were right." I was like, "Bro,
yeah.
Like, did you just get up?"
I sent that to Mike before I went on my hike, and then we also had the conversation about ethics in Negro journalism.
Yes, and we're going to get to that. Because there's very bad ethics here. So some, as I was talking to you before, I was distracted. Some media outlets have covered their tracks initially, as they do, because they're kind of supposed to do this style-wise, and the editors make sure they do it. Is they put things like allegedly in their headline. They say video allegedly shows this, right? But a lot of them didn't. And typically the ones that didn't were black news outlets like Revolt. Revolt Media, which is the same thing that publishes Drink Champs, which is that thing, remember Drink Champs from the whole Kanye thing? Mm-hmm. And that is funded by a Jew named Andy Schoen, or Schoun. It's S-C-H-O-U-N, Schoun, June, whatever. He's the funder of Revolt. The Root, likewise, no caveats there. And even, and oh, it's still God. Up, if you search City Bike Karen, Bicycling Magazine. Oh, they've taken it down.
Oh, have they? Yeah.
Bicycling Magazine. But let me see if it's archived. Well, here's the link. Wow. We should reach out to them and be like, why'd you take this down? Why'd you take down your story? This art, well, you can see.
Yeah, Alex, you got to email them URL. Right away. Yeah. Oops, we don't have the page you're looking for.
It says, pregnant NYC Karen on video trying to steal a black man's bike. And yeah, we don't have that page. Okay, Bicycling Magazine. Let's see if we can find an archive. I'm sure it's archived.
Yeah, pregnant NYC Karen on video trying to steal a black man's city bike. That's what the URL is, with hyphens between them all.
Here's the archive. Bicycling.com. It is, in fact, the archive.
Is this bicycling.com? What is this?
Yep, bicycling.com. Here's the archive.
All right, let me find their email real quick.
Yeah, I think they need an email.
Can I learn about why my ass hurts?
Let's look at the name of the author here.
Ooh. Sorry.
Who isn't going bankrupt? I mean,
okay.
Cares? I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God.
Let's not get distracted by that shit. Look at the archive.
I've got it. There we go.
There's what it used
Gunther
to say.
Pointed
that was out. Archived 9 hours ago.
Trying to steal.
Tanika Duhaney. Stop fake crying is the. I mean, this is an outrageous story.
This is an outrageous slander, and I hope they get fucking sued. You can't hide the evidence, bicycling.com. We have it.
She's not a public
figure.
This
was up on your fucking site.
There's nothing. There isn't really anything you have to prove to get some kind of slander suit, or is it? It's libel, I guess, because it's printed.
Well, I'm not sure if it's slander or libel, but I know that the rule would basically, in this case, what they would be accused of is, because there's certain things where it says that you have to, some of the elements of this, like you have to know that it's false and you have to be doing it to damage them on purpose. I would say that you can easily prove that Twitter account, there's a Twitter account called, like, First of All Bitch, and it's like at Journalista or something. I have that account up. We'll look at that in a second. Because this woman, Journalista.
My brain finally called this up. I think it's false statement of fact is what you've got here. Like, this isn't.
But it's also what's called being recklessly indifferent to the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you're recklessly indifferent to the truth, that can lead to kind of negligence.
This is alleging a fact that she was trying to steal, which is false.
Yeah, reckless indifference. It's beyond indifference. This was. They were trying to create this news story. They were trying to create the narrative.
But there's legalese speak about this, and I think
you could have very easily avoided this just by putting in allegedly.
I mean, this was a motivated slander. This is a premeditated first degree slander, character assassination.
Well, the thing is, why didn't you put it in there? Why didn't you put that in there?
Close your.
They put that, like, that has been a style for journalism to put allegedly in there in cases where somebody is, like, blood on their hands, fucking guilty of murder.
Yeah.
Right?
Jewish.
Is that why?
And I think it's actually niggers. Jews actually know to cover their tracks. I think this is niggers being really dumb.
He was Jewish and mentally retarded. Yeah.
That might be. You never know.
So now when I search City Bike Karen, I get a bunch of, like, 2 days ago we got all this stuff about how she was trying to steal a bike. Now we have the stuff about how they've got. I just want to read from the New York Post.
Before you do that, I've got a little outrageous thing. I'm on New York Post, and New York Post's website is really shitty. So they have the sidebar of, like, other trending stories.
Yeah.
And the story that I'm reading, which the headline is NYC hospital, quote, Karen paid for city bike at center of Iowa fight with black man lawyer. On the sidebar, on the sidebar, they have a link to the same story. And listen to the sidebar headline. This is like such an outrageously shitty way of framing this. Lawyer for New York City hospital, Karen, in quote, presents new twist in a fight with black man. It's not a twist. It's not a fucking twist. This isn't an M. Night Shyamalan fucking, like, you didn't see it coming.
This isn't like some kind of whodunit.
She's not seeing dead people, and you were dead people. It's like, no, this is like the truth. Like, a horrible slander has been put on her and on white people as a whole. And this is the actual, like, revealing the truth by having fucking receipts for who paid for the bike. It's not a twist. It's not a fucking, it's not a fucking, it sneaks up on you. It's,
oh, hey, Goy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
And it's completely predictable.
This woman was victimized like
she was victimized.
Over. First, she was victimized by being approached by a pack of Negroes who tried to steal her bike. Then she was victimized by being humiliated online. Then she's victimized by the entire news media slandering and going after her and humiliating her and trying to destroy her life and her job. Mm. She's been victimized like three times over. And I hope that she and her attorney just go like for the jugular against every single media company that lied about her. And I'll say this. Here's what happened though from the New York Post. This is what the attorney is saying, and he's I doubt that he's lying. I mean, this is first of all, the reason I know he's telling the truth is because I literally predicted exactly what
because
it
makes because perfect fucking sense.
Steal bikes, yeah. It says that Marino called the caught on tape interaction incomplete and lacking facts. He said after the healthcare worker wrapped up her 12-hour shift. That's another thing.
Yeah,
these
right.
people work 12-hour shifts, which is crazy. She got on an available bike, which no individuals were on or touching, and paid for it through the City Bike app on her phone. As she backed it up from the docking station, a group of five people approached her and claimed the bike was theirs, which is what niggers always do.
Wait a minute. And that sounds really familiar. I feel like this happened in a movie.
I just realized something, Mike. So she's a New York City healthcare worker?
Yeah.
She's vaccinated. She's nigger cattle. We can't have solidarity with her. She's nigger cattle.
Oh, she lives in New York City, too.
She cowardly like succumbed to the Joe Biden WEF state oppression and went, and she's probably all boosted up. So, you know what?
She didn't give the nigger a bike.
She's a nigger cattle. She's nigger cattle. She's a follower. Well, she goes like along. She goes along with the corporate pharmaceuticals. Oh, she works for them. So
not
she's actually the enemy.
Doing that shit
you know what? I bet none of these base niggers are vaccinated. I bet these base niggers just want to steal a vax nigger cattle bike because that's what they deserve. You're vaccinated, Karen.
Well, not even conservatives are doing that shit anymore because they know it's just, no one cares about it. But here, if there's someone online that still cares about it, I even don't even want to mention them in like
see, this
irony
is, this
anymore
is why,
because
this is,
they're so pathetic.
See, you don't pay attention, so you don't know about this stuff. This is. They probably wouldn't do it about her, but I'm just pointing out the absurdity of some people's claims.
Thomas, I know that people do that.
People do it.
But it's like the people that do it are increasingly...
The film industry's already told you how these scenarios actually work. It's a very popular film that establishes how this works.
Oh yeah, what's this?
When you see
is it Debo?
Black dudes,
it's Debo. Is Debo vaccinated?
Count it for me. I won. Give me my money.
You what?
Hello.
What am I watching here? Where's the punchline?
This is one of those bike ownership.
This is one of those videos where it's like the thing you want is 10 seconds, but it's a minute and a half.
Yeah.
He's loaning his bike to Debo.
Hold my money. Watch. Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, shit.
Tiny Lister.
Yeah, Tiny
Lister.
Zeus. From WWE.
Yeah, this is like way too drawn out for the part we actually want.
Pop's tripping, man. You want me to ask for my bike back? You know I wouldn't trip. What bike? The Bentley Cruiser. The one I let you use a couple of weeks ago. The one I've been asking you about. Oh, that bike. Ain't no, you wanted it back, homie. It's right here. Follow me, homie. Yeah, it's just like it's both ours. We just keep it down at my house. Cool.
Oh, shit!
That's my bike, punk!
There you go. That's my bike, punk.
You got knocked the fuck
out. You got knocked the fuck out!
These are black ethics.
That's this is the economics of right share ownership in black communities.
Right. That's the nigger's bike. And you will get knocked.
Acquired the bicycle. It's his. Punk.
He's like, what bike? That's my bike. But, you know, I've seen that. I've actually in real life seen niggers do this.
Yeah, yeah. But when they say that's my bike, it means I'm stealing your bike and that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, see, they don't. Like, you have to also understand that, like, lying about this, it's like they don't, they might not even think it's a lie. And it doesn't really matter. Like, one of the things I think people might have found convincing about the nigger was that he said, it's my bike, it's on my account. It's like, there's no reason to believe that. Okay, no. He said it, but, like, see, that's something I could see somebody, like, oh, well, he's making this claim, now there's a dispute, now we should need to figure, no, this nigger doesn't have an account. He's lying.
That would be like Debo saying that it's on his account. Like, okay,
right.
Yeah.
He's going to kick my ass if I don't give him this bike.
Like, that's actually, that bike's on my account. He's like, you mean my account, bitch.
Right. Yeah.
that's what it means, right? Like, yeah. And I'll tell you what else. I will bet you this. Now, I am speculating here, but I guarantee you this goes on. There are niggers who wait around the city bike kiosks for a white person to come and check out a bike. When they do, they go up to that white person and they're like, this is my bike. And they're like, the white person's like, well, I'm checking this one out. They're like, no, but this one's mine. I want this one. Go get another one. Which they were doing to her too. If you notice, they kept telling her, go get another one. And the white person, when they do, when they put the bike back and they go to get another one, same thing happens again.
So the only thing that confuses,
and they do it for fun, and they do it until the white person, like, there's some altercation, they beat them up and rob them, or the white person gives up on getting a bike and walks away. They literally will follow you from bike to bike. That's mine. You checked out another one. That one's mine too. And they're just fun, and they probably film it for clout.
Because if obviously there's like five niggers there, they're not all going to hop on that bike and ride off.
They don't care about the bike. They actually are just fucking with you. Like, I guarantee you it's a humiliation thing where they get you to put back one bike and then you check out another one and they're like, yeah, that's also mine. I guarantee you that's what happens. Because they were even trying to do it to her. They're like, give up this one and just go get the other one. And they would have done the same thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That one's also mine. Once you check it out. Like, that one's mine too. Just to fuck with people. Just to fuck with people. And they film it because they had their phone out. They probably put it on Facebook or Instagram and they brag to their friends about it. Just like that video I saw yesterday of some niggers, like, in London, like, just walking into people's homes.
Oh, yeah. Walking into random houses.
White neighborhoods, just, like, walking into houses for clout. And it's like, all right, I mean, this is what niggers do in the aftermath of Black Lives Matter. This is what they do. Not that they would never steal bikes before, but now they're just, like, fucking with people.
But, like, they're so emboldened now that, like, here we have, like, it's not the first time, but this is a pretty big story in which one of their victims is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, all throughout, like, what is she going to have to go through? She's got a lawyer. Like, what are they going to have to go through to get her back on, you know, back to what her previous life course was before this happened to her?
The other thing is
she's doxxed already. They got her address out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's never going to look the same. But the thing is, I'll tell you, in this case, because she came out, I got to give her credit. Because she went and got an attorney and came out swinging.
Yeah.
She's going to be able to keep her job. And media outlets are reporting on it. And the niggers that initially did this are, like, playing big defense. Because even on Twitter, this account, First of All Bitch, which is, like, at the Journalista, and it's some fat Dinduisha, is, like, really running on defense. Because she's one of this woman the Shibun is one of the ones that really ran with
fuck
this
that.
Shit.
I want they need to press false imprisonment charges against
these
she people.
Needs to go.
This is assault.
Well, yeah, these niggers. No, these niggers need to be charged. Because remember in the video when she says like, "I'm pregnant. Please stop touching. Please stop touch my stomach. I'm pregnant."
You put your and stomach
like,
on
you
my.
You put
hand.
Your stomach on my hand, bitch.
Yeah,
it's like that right there. I'm like already the fact that that's in the video and anybody would interpret what was going on there as anything other than this woman was being restrained and assaulted by a group of five niggers, which is what was really going on. She was being assaulted. She was being threatened. When she was yelling for help, she actually needed help.
Yep, she needed
and,
help.
And these niggers on Twitter are like, she's trying to get five black men killed. I'm like, if a cop rode up and shot those niggers, I would be like, okay.
Everybody would rejoice. This would be wonderful.
This is the just world we live in. But that didn't happen, and nobody came to help her. Finally she had to like, thank God she wasn't assaulted and her baby wasn't killed or whatever, because I could see these niggers doing that just for fun. So, yeah.
They do crime just for fun. They do violence just for fun. People have a hard time letting this sink in. Like even people who are sort of accepting of like black crime, it's like, you know, you don't understand how ingrained in their psyche, all of them, that this is, how this doesn't mean anything to them. That if they had done something that caused that woman to like serious bodily harm, it would mean nothing to them if they, after like a few minutes of getting away with it. It would never. Oh, hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use eChecks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. Never mean anything to them. That's just how they are. They're the most callous, quote-unquote, people on the planet. Like, their own actions don't mean shit. If they had fun doing a violence to someone, that like that person's well-being or lack thereof afterwards does not penetrate their brains any way whatsoever. Even if they get caught, their own mothers, we've seen this, their own mothers will come out and talk about what good people they were, you know, every moment except for that one where they did the violent thing. It's just, people just don't understand that there's no reason to give the benefit of the doubt to these people ever. And they kind of like the mentality of like, well, now there's a dispute. He said it's on his account. It's like, because you don't understand that like they lie, they cheat, they steal, they do violent things, they do terrible things to people for fun. And they don't care about it. They don't feel guilt or shame about it after the fact. They fake a little bit of guilt or shame if they're caught, they're going to be on trial or something. But generally, it's didn't do nothing.
Dude, one of the things that the blacks are leaning on is that in the video, she never says she paid for it and she doesn't show her phone screen.
She doesn't need to
prove.
Why, so they could steal her phone.
Right, exactly. Right. And so, dude, you should go to this Twitter account. I mean, do you want rage fuel? Oh my god!
Oh god!
Do you want rage fuel?
What if some notifications?
I got it. Because they're keep going. These niggers are continuing to go, and so it's like it says she's saying the receipts are fake or something like that.
Okay.
It says, until there are receipts actually verified and corroborated by a city bike, the alleged receipts are not proof.
Oh, she's doing the Josh Moon Kiwi Farms defense of doxing. Her name was already a matter of public record.
Yeah, yep.
I ain't doxing her. She already doxed. I'm just, you know, spreading it. I didn't do it. I'm just enabling.
Oh, my God, dude. They're still going on. Okay. Here we got. Dude, this is interesting. There's a site. They're mad because the media is essentially, because the attorney said it and showed the receipts, the media is like taking back what they said. They're really big mad about this, these niggers that mm-hmm. went after this lady. I mean, oh my god. And this journalista, first of all, bitch account is so fucking mad. She's like, y'all, statement from attorney is not proof of anything. It's funny how y'all can understand that in a situation where you want it to matter, but in this one you think it's proof.
But you took it as proof that you saw a selectively edited video recorded by a bunch of street hoodlums.
Yeah, of course. And she's like, City Bike Karen has deleted all her socials. Don't hide, bitch. Be as loud and proud as you were when you weaponized her white lady tears and screamed help to try and get those young black men killed. And she's like, I hope these young black men get some sort of justice.
No, I hope they get killed.
And then she says, first of all, she says, people added, because she's also mad because Community Notes got added to her tweets saying, like, this more context is needed.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's going to make them so fucking furious.
She's so mad. And now,
you have a fact check on your
Hold on. This one says, she stood there and yelled as if she was being attacked or mugged. She was being.
Right. She was being attacked and mugged. She was being mugged and attacked.
Yes. And people are responding like, yeah, she literally was being attacked. There's some nigger. This nigger chimes in. He says, "I have nothing to add. Just adding support in the wave of racism you're experiencing."
What wave this of racism? You mean the wave of racism that you're doing to this white woman?
Well, they're saying that all the people telling her she's wrong is racism. She's probably getting some racism too, but she deserves it. Whatever.
Okay. Well, don't be a dumb nigger.
Oh, they're calling it. This is really funny. News One. We got to look at this. News One, it's like a nigger site. They have a headline: Sarah Jane Comrie is a 2023 version of Carolyn Bryant. Bryant is the woman.
That's a bold statement.
Carolyn Bryant is the woman that Emmett Till sexually assaulted. That's what that is. So
yeah, that adds up.
Yeah, no, she's doubling down hard. And she's so, oh my god, they're so mad. So here's this News One article.
The nigger said that?
This News One website wrote an article saying that. Here's another article they had.
Isn't that true, though?
What's that?
Wouldn't we agree? Like, yes, she is. Totally innocent, victimized by niggers.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're right in all the ways that they're right.
White people like Sarah Jane Comrie always get the benefit of the doubt. Well, I mean...
No, first of all, that's literally not true, because there was doubt. That is absolutely not true, because there was doubt from minute one. The video itself is doubtful that what they say is in the video is what's going on. A very reasonable interpretation of that video is a white woman is being assaulted by a group of blacks. That's a highly reasonable interpretation of that video. As it turns out, that's the truth. So she wasn't given any benefits of any doubt. She literally had to show. Once her lawyer comes out and shows the City Bike receipts, there's no more doubts. Only then is she given the benefit. I'm surprised she's given the benefit of the truth. Mm. I'm somewhat surprised she's being given benefit of the truth. However, there was no benefit of any doubt given, because the doubt is removed now that the receipts have been shown. They're mad, and they're literally trying to say, dude, they're trying to say shit like, either the receipts are fake, or the receipts are redacted, or the timestamps don't match up. It's like, no, shut up. You're done.
Don't the receipts exist in the City Bike system? They have a point.
If this were a court of law, it's like, well, you're not in a court of law.
And I'm sure
this might actually go to a court of law.
And in a court of law, the City Bike POS system is going to have a record of the transactions that match the receipts. And
they'll
be able to get the
records and all that shit. And so you saying in a court of law this wouldn't hold up. Well, in a court of law, the necessary procedures would happen. I mean, assuming. Now, we don't know. American courts are kangaroo courts and all that, right? So we don't actually necessarily know. Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, these are the levels of copes that – it's really funny watching a black person go through the levels of copes of having their beliefs disconfirmed and having publicly taken this stance. And apparently these people are getting mobbed on Twitter. Like, people on Twitter are like going after this account and telling her she's full of shit and she's anti-white and she's a liar, and that is going on. And so she's saying the receipts aren't real, they're fake. And she's also mad because the attorney didn't send her the receipts. So why should he send them to you? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who are you?
He sent them to the New York Post. That's who he needs to see them.
You're the lady who should get sued for slander? Is that who you are? You're the lady you're the lady doing the Kiwi Farms defense about doxing her? Yeah. You might be in for a ride. If she doesn't do the typical thing, here's my racist, here's my anti-whiteness. If she doesn't do the typical white person thing of taking it just far enough where she can put her head back down and get back to normal, what I mean is, like, if she, you know, she could sue these people. But
oh, she's saying she received receipts, but they were redacted. I'm like, well, then show them.
What they was
probably
redacted?
Had, like, they probably had, like, private details taken off.
Her credit, right? Her credit, like, card number was not on there. Her, yeah.
Right, who exactly. Knows?
So what's there to redact? I don't like fucking that, right? Know.
Who knows? But who cares? She's not showing them. Show them. Show it. If you got this, show it. If it's so not right, then show it. And say how it's not right. Stupid fucking nigger.
It's just
bitch.
Niggers.
Yeah.
The fact that people don't just, like, brush off what niggers say with the niggers. All over this country is very blackmailing. It's like everything they say is just bullshit.
The fact that niggers are allowed to do these ambushes.
To do this shit at all. Is,
like, why do they have rights? Like,
they record stuff, and then no one is allowed
they
to.
They shouldn't be citizens. They should be fucking. What's being done
well,
to us
should
be done
to
them.
Africa,
they should be.
Like,
they should be fucking. They should be fucking unable right. to well, participate in public life. They should be.
Well, they
sterilized.
Are unable
they
to should... participate in public life. That's proven. Like, objectively, they're unable.
No, I mean
to do
legal.
It.
I mean
but
legally.
They should actually be punished for these behaviors. Yes. No, they should be punished for their behavior. The kinds of behaviors they engage in should be punished. The ones like this, like all these people should be punished. This Twitter account. First of all, bitch, when you name your Twitter account that, what that tells me is you're a fucking black woman.
I would love
no
to live
brains
in a,
and a lot of fucking lips.
Yeah, a society where if you tried to create a social media account like that, that somebody would show up to your house and beat you with a baton. Yeah. It'd be like, no, you're not allowed to name your account like that. You're not allowed to be a dumb nigger on the internet. Sorry.
Oh, here.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall. rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Here we go. Now here's the real cope. The bigger issue is even if she had paid for the bike, it was the performance and yelling for help and the fake tears that we have all taken issue with. Wait. So if she paid for the bike,
even if I'm wrong, I'm still right.
If she paid for the bike and then these niggers tried to steal it, she shouldn't have yelled for help. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's really funny.
The social expectations: you're supposed to allow yourself to be victimized,
right.
So that the police aren't called and they kill the niggers doing the victimizing. See, that's the thing: is she just loses a bicycle. Those niggers would lose their lives. You got to understand that.
Dude, she's just getting... This woman is getting absolutely trashed.
And that is literally the cup that libtards are going to have, too.
All of this over a bicycle. Why didn't you just let them take the bike?
So,
and the next thing is, why don't you just let yourself be raped?
Somebody posted this. This is kind of funny. It says the narcissist prayer, although I would actually change it to a different N-word. That didn't happen. If it did, it wasn't that bad. And if it was, it's not a big deal. And if it is, it's not my fault. And if it was, I didn't mean to. And anyway, you deserved it. That's pretty funny. Yeah, this is really funny. I actually am enjoying A-logging this account because, like, I hate this woman so much. I hate this black woman and her stupid account and her stupid fucking viewpoint and her fucking idea, her entitlement, and her fucking whole attitude, that whole, like, first of all, bitch, that whole fucking black woman attitude. Be silent, black women are talking. No. Shut the fuck up.
Be silent, the movie's playing.
You literally, like, you shut the fuck up because you're never right about anything. Anything ever. Yeah, fuck this bitch. Anyway,
Spencer, kind of funny. He had to leave the room.
Is he mad at us because we didn't let him talk?
No, I think it's from having to hear about this nigger situation involving the Karen.
Yeah. Maybe he had to pee. Hopefully he's not like you slightly.
The problem though is okay, what happens with her now? Like she's been wrecked at this point, right? Like they were circulating her docs, that was going around.
Yeah.
Address, all of that stuff's out there. Very interesting how the hospital immediately
yeah, they put her on leave. Why?
And you almost find yourself wondering, like, okay, look, that's a PA. She's got money. If you jump the gun on this, you could actually find yourself in a lot of legal trouble, but they don't care.
Dude, I gotta be this woman seems to be actually fighting back, and she got this attorney, and she seems to actually be fighting back pretty hard. And
that's because she's not a nurse; she's a PA.
Yeah.
What's a PA?
A physician's assistant, but that's not what it sounds like. Because this is America, and America is retarded. Physician's assistant, if I recall correctly, was something that came out of the military, out of the Navy. Because what they wanted to do is create a type of doctor, but not have to pay them like a doctor.
Like a nurse practitioner type deal?
Yes, they are very, very similar. Yes, very similar.
I know the thing. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to fight back hard, but yeah.
I mean, it seems like she's going. She and her attorney are fighting back pretty hard, and they're the people that the thing is, she's being A-logged super hard, and this nigger site News One has like so many articles about her. Here's one: Did Sarah Jane Comrie treat black patient? City Bike Karen video places spotlight on bias in healthcare. For some, the physician assistant's work in medicine is just as alarming as her cruel actions towards young black men.
I mean, these people need to be.
I can't think of a punishment.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing is yeah, she's going to get complaints against her license. Like I think the last show we called, she was a nurse. She's going to complaints against whatever license she's got.
Mm-hmm. Just some license.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's probably the other reason she had to get a lawyer, because she knew that would be coming too. And what I guess what's really striking about this is you're just minding your own business, right? Like you've been working for 12 hours. You're
trying a victim to get home. Of violent black crime.
You're
going to
accost my niggers.
Don't put it in such like it is. This is a violent black crime. This is not being accosted. Yeah. This is not just like an inconvenience. This is a five people should be in jail for false imprisonment, assault, battery, and probably I don't know if there's like an attempted robbery type deal. Who knows if they were armed?
Yeah.
They are guilty of everything.
They release a video, and then you get your life destroyed.
Yes, you become the perpetrator of a crime that didn't commit. This is literally what happened.
You get to be the victim twice.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's fucking insane.
Three times over. Because then now you're pilloried in the media.
And there's like
the whole media, and now this is going to follow her everywhere.
She'll sue everyone.
And now we have this News One website has a article up there kind of, you know, saying she probably like mistreats her black patients.
Yeah,
she probably like, yeah,
everyone involved with no evidence
of that. I mean, this is, and of course the very fact that this went anywhere at all and the initial reaction wasn't put those blacks in jail is because in this country, if you're white, you're wrong. The fact that the media ran with this, I mean, as Stryker said it yesterday, he says 30-something-year-old pregnant white nurse tries to steal bike from group of young black men. He says the same journalist, the same fucking Zoomer millennial journalist writing this headline will snark about North Korean media. I mean, think about that. Like, they'll pretend like that's something that's so absurd. It's like, nah, nothing published in the North Korean media ever is as absurd as that.
No.
I mean, that is something that literally has probably never happened. Ever in the entire world.
No, this is never
the entire universe.
You know what happens?
This has never happened.
You know what happens all the time? Blacks stealing bikes.
A group, particularly in a group, particularly a vulnerable looking white person.
Stealing a bike is one of the tamer, safer things that blacks do.
Yes, it's sort of, and they are known for it, and it is one of the more.
There are prank videos on YouTube you can watch where like guys rig up like a booby trap bike and just watch niggers come by and steal it.
And they get accused of racism for doing it. And let's be honest, they are racist, but it's funny as fuck anyway.
Yeah. It's not their fault.
And they have the bike tied to a tree, so when the nigger starts riding off, you know, they go flying at some
physics
point,
takes but, over.
Yeah.
Oof, it's cold in here. I don't know. It's a pretty infuriating thing to have to speak of. Like, there's not even, like, a self-defense violence aspect to this case. It's literally, like, you're taking the victim of a crime and pretending she's the perpetrator of it. It's insane. It's disgusting. And it's America. This is what they do now. They don't do Wacos anymore. They do Karens. They do City Bike Karens now.
So, yeah. So, this says, let's you want to get really mad. It says, this is great. For some, the physician's assistant work in medicine is just as alarming as her cruel actions towards young black men. The latest viral Karen video, the latest. So this is the thing they do. Mm-hmm. Blacks are incentivized to create these kind of videos. The latest viral Karen video sparked a discussion on social media well beyond the basic premise of a white woman weaponizing the color of her skin at the expense of a black person. While it's true, we can just step over that. While it's true that all of that and then some were on display when Sarah Jane Comrie was recently recorded falsely accusing a group of young black men over a city bike share rental in New York City, it was the place of employment of the Karen that prompted more questions than the Karen herself. While Sarah Jane Comrie was busy trying to squeeze out tears that never actually materialized, crying for help from a threat she intentionally manufactured to falsely portray herself as a victim, her blue scrub stood out just as much as her face fake posturing. Now they have the New York City Health and Hospitals, which should also face legal action, although they are probably dealing with her attorney right now. Somebody says, Sarah Jane Comrie cannot be trusted to provide fair, first of all, they spelled that wrong, fair, F-A-R-E, and impartial medical care to black male patients of any age and black patients in general. She cannot be trusted alone or with colleagues to treat them, fire her immediately. She's a proven racist, willing to lie against them. Within hours of the video going viral over the weekend, eagle-eyed social media sleuths.
Uh-huh. Eagle-eyed social media sleuths.
I don't even know what to say there. I mean, just like the time it would take to unpack that.
Nosy-ass niggers on Twitter, is that what she means?
Let's just keep stepping forward.
Not niggers. It's going to be some sort of...
it's probably Antifa's and shit like that. Or something. Had not only uncovered her name, but also confirmed she was employed by NYC. Well, how?
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can... give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But, yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Gee, her scrubs literally said NYC Health and Hospitals on it.
Wow. Really good detective work there, guys.
Yeah. I don't know. A fact that for some... was just as alarming as her cruel and arguably racist actions toward the young black men. That unfortunate combination
help.
Of a Karen...
That's racist.
Yeah, saying, yelling help. Yelling help around blacks, right?
Help, I'm being victimized.
Combination of a Karen working in healthcare prompted multiple variations of the same question. Has she been treating black patients? No, these are all black activist accounts. So Black Nurses Weak. That's a Twitter account. Black Nurses Weak. There are many concerns with the behavior of internal medicine PA Sarah Jane Comrie. The biggest concern is how has she been treating her black patients?
There's no concerns.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a concern about how niggers have been treating her.
Yeah, I'm much more concerned about how niggers have been treating her. And I think even like talking about her medical record and like defending her on those grounds, like is like giving in.
What I find particularly interesting about these black activists too is they're just engaged in a type of assassination campaign.
Yeah.
That, is that what it means to be a black activist? Yeah, I go around, I do
that's all
assassination
it means.
Campaigns.
And all that that woman cares about is this woman's life being ruined. And she's getting angry because it's increasingly looking like that's not going to happen. She's mad. First of all, when she first yesterday, I was looking at that account after reading the article and reading about her attorney, and that Twitter account is like, she puts the words employment lawyer in all caps and then like in quotes, and some other black account responds to her like employment lawyer. Like with a question mark, like as if.
Well, they're not employed, Mike, so they don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, this is my point. They didn't understand that this is a category of law that an attorney could engage in, that like people fight over these things. And
white people like their jobs so much that they have lawyers for them. It's like,
and they're like, employment lawyer? And then the woman replied, yeah, he trying to help her keep her job. And they were mad about this because the whole thing they want to do is destroy her.
Hmm.
The whole thing they want to do is destroy this woman. They're like, is she dead yet?
She needs a nice.
It's a total.
She's pregnant, total, so she should just. Yeah. She needs a nice big fat settlement before she takes her maternity leave. That's what needs to happen to her. And then she needs a nice judgment against all these people.
Get a huge amount of money out of Bellevue Hospital, and that money should mean that fewer black people get good treatment.
Isn't that like where the tumor was caused by racism at Bellevue?
Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be an episode of New Amsterdam about this.
Was the stolen bike caused by racism? I want to see the new episode of New Amsterdam about this. That'd be great.
They do a very special episode where they fire her and then pat each other on the back for it. Of course, given Sarah Jane Comrie's
they could do a plot where she's giving like really good, like detailed and effective care to black patients and say like she's only doing that because she's racist. She's trying to cover up for her racism by doing a really good job treating black patients. She doesn't mean it.
Right. She's not in her heart. She doesn't really want them to get well.
She hates them.
But listen to this sentence. Given Sarah Jane Comrie's clear and apparent and knowing bias, she intentionally employed against young black men in an effort to criminalize them because of her own wrongdoing. It's not out of the realm of possibility she lends that same approach to a patient who looks like those same young black men. I'm like, okay, you are making a lot of allegations here. I hope this website gets fucking sued. I hope her attorney sues him. In fact, I think I might write him an email.
I think you should.
Where I inform him of all of this stuff.
There's a chance he doesn't know about this site. This is like a pretty niche thing.
He might not be knowing about this because he's working on a bunch of other stuff. I might send him it and be like, listen, like you need to help this lady not just keep her job, but she's being slandered in the media constantly, and her reputation needs to be defended. Mm-hmm. And this stuff needs to be – these sites need to be like sued, and they need to take this stuff down and pay her money. They need to take this shit down and give her money for having done this.
So where is Benjamin Crump?
And issue retractions, too. They need to issue retractions, too.
So where is Benjamin Crump in this? He was the original. Yeah, he was the original tweeter, but is he representing anybody in this?
No, he's not representing
anybody.
He's
just doing gossip.
He was just making this. And it's funny because they're talking about, like, why you take this lawyer's like, one of the implications of one of her posts is, like, people don't take an attorney statement seriously when it's a black lawyer, but a white lawyer steps in.
Well, yeah, because Benjamin Crump is not a serious lawyer.
Well, because nobody believes Ben Crump.
He's a liar.
Because all he does is lie.
Whatever
happened to that nigger that they said got killed in the woods by a pack of rednecks? Oh, nothing happened because that nigger died and was eaten by wild animals. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Yep, oh, yeah, I remember that.
There's been no follow-up with that. I've followed up trying to see if anything's happened. Nothing. Because what happened was, he got high on drugs, died in the woods, and was eaten by animals.
I like when Benjamin Crump. I like when.
I'm sorry. Like, that's just what happened. Okay,
I wish
all
of them would have that happen to them.
I like when Crump presented the autopsied skull, where they they cut the top off,
as if somebody
did that to him in the woods, like an axe.
As if some like lunatic axe murderer did that to him.
Made a perfect they had a bone saw is ready, and just like
right.
We're gonna cut the top of your head off, nigga.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. That's how you know that's a serious attorney that people should take seriously when he makes a statement. Yeah. It's good shit.
To be sure, implicit bias in healthcare is a thing. Now they go into this. from black, but I thought she had explicit bias. From black maternal health to overall racial discrimination to healthcare and much more, statistics show that black people routinely and disproportionately bear the brunt of such medical malpractice. Well, that's something I'm really pressing out on. I'm guessing blacks are the worst kind of patients. They're non-compliant with doctors' orders, and they engage in all kinds of risky practices, and therefore they get bad health outcomes.
They're what's called a non-compliant patient population.
Right.
Non-compliant.
So they don't do stripes what you tell general. Them to do.
It's not compliant.
Well, if you tell them, look, you have this condition, you got to take this drug this many times a day, you got to do this routine. Like before I had surgery, I was given this special soap to wash with for a week before I went in, so to get so I wouldn't have like MRSA or something like that. Like really like this disinfectant, so there's no bacteria. And look, again, it probably wasn't even me. They probably do this because of niggers, right? Like, I'm sure I don't have any of these awful bacteria on my body. I take showers regularly. But anyway, I did it. But do you think a nigger does it? Do you think a nigger does that if they tell them? Here, you need to wash with this soap a week before you have this operation. Think they're going to do that? No. They get open heart surgery and a heart transplant, and they're out there gangbanging 6 months later and get killed. Remember that case?
Yep.
So, yeah, so this idea, like, black health, bad health outcomes for blacks are the fault of bias in healthcare, fuck off. Fuck you.
It also really just doesn't help. We've got these black activists that they couldn't participate in that Jewish civil rights struggle back in the day, so what do they do now? Just go after white people. That's their job, just attack white people.
Well, that's all the civil rights struggle has ever been.
At least it had the... It had the pretense, though, that they were fighting some kind of institutional
They're fighting
power.
Some kind of system, right? No, they're not fighting a system now. They have to go after alone and vulnerable people and attack them because that's all they have left because they're the ones in power. And you know they're the ones in power because before, like, I mean, you literally, I mean, the fact that this woman had to show receipts at all is an outrage. The fact that nobody came to help her is an outrage.
Is that white people in this country now, what I find very interesting, is they're a suspect class.
Yes.
They haven't legally been defined
as suspect. No, you're always in the wrong if you're white, no matter what it is. You're always in the wrong. And it's assumed you're in the wrong. And the people that, like the kind of people that write this article, have power over you. I mean, this article is not something that...
Here's some of the criteria for a suspect class. Definition one's going to be a little bit off, but currently it's true for us in the present. The group has historically been discriminated against or have been subject to prejudice, hostility, or stigma, perhaps due at least in part to stereotypes. Okay, that's true. There's employment prejudice. There's all kinds of this stuff's currently valid. They possess an immutable or highly visible trait. This is the one that I find really interesting. They are powerless to protect themselves via the political process.
Yes.
The group's distinguishing characteristic does not inhibit it from...
Where are you getting this from?
That's straight from Wikipedia. Wikipedia has a bullet list of like the Supreme Court criteria for a suspect class. But point three is interesting, though. Powerless to protect themselves via the political process, which that applies more to whites than literally any other race in the United States. Because every other race can actually engage in political activism to... protector.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Their class. Not white people. You could have your Stop Asian Hate campaign. That's fine. Do all this black activism. Of course, Jews get to do whatever they want. Literally everybody except whites.
Yeah, so what's funny about that point three here is there's a little addendum. It says the group is a discrete and insular minority. So that's the one that they would use to say it doesn't apply to white
people. We are a minority. The only thing stopping us from being a minority...
We're in a minority globally.
Well, no, we're, we're when you look at the actual, like, under the age of what, 20, 25?
Yeah, that's true.
We're a minority.
Depending on what age group. Well, not a minority, but definitely not a majority. We're plurality.
Yeah.
Probably even that's under attack. But the group's distinguishing characteristic does not inhibit it from contributing meaningfully to society. Well, that's definitely true of white people.
It's actually sort of the other way around. Like, our distinguishing characteristic helps us contribute more meaningfully.
Well, my thing is, this definition does not apply to blacks.
What if you?
And I'll explain why. Right. I'll explain why. One group. Yes, blacks obviously have historically been subject to prejudice, hostility, stigma, and have been discriminated against. And this is perhaps due, at least in part, to stereotypes. No, it was never due to stereotypes. It was due to their actual behavior. But I can grant them point one. They possess an immutable. Okay, I grant them point two. They are powerless to protect themselves via the political power. That is absolutely not true of black people. Not true of black people. Additionally, part four is not true of black people either. Their distinguishing characteristic, you know, they are actually inhibited for one reason or another. Blacks are inhibited from contributing meaningfully to society. They don't. Like, if you, what do they contribute? Like, Karen ambush videos? Like, what do they contribute? Traffic lights? No.
Right, I mean, that's even the bigger injustice here is you're taking a class of people that disproportionately contribute more, and then you're making them into the bad guys.
Well, you have to do that. I mean, you have to do that because because otherwise blacks aren't victims. Like, if your narrative is that blacks are victims, you have to do this. But blacks aren't victims. They are not victims. And even when they were prejudiced against and discriminated against by the system systemically, that's because they were essentially a criminal class. They do things like rape people and attack them and steal bikes and kill and murder. And people simply say, we don't want to be around that. Mm-hmm. And I would say to blacks, if you find Karen and Karen's idea of social norms so oppressive and you can't live with it, if you feel that white people's expectations of how you're supposed to behave in polite society or just when you're out walking the streets, the idea of how you're supposed to behave towards other people, these basic norms of decent human behavior, if you find these oppressive and impossible to comply with, fine.
That is oppression to them.
You know what? I understand. I hear you and I see you. You and us don't belong together.
Well, we belong together they're the hammer that we're smashed with by Jews. Jews are holding the hammer. That's why we belong together.
I'm talking about like the moral case here.
If we don't
have any reason that we need to change what we're about for you, why should we have to do that? Why should we have to do that? What we're about is what we're about. If you find it impossible to live around us, go elsewhere. Go elsewhere. Because it's not fair for you to come and ask us to change everything about ourselves and then still do this shit. Go elsewhere. Everybody wants you to anyway. They just don't want to say it. And you know it.
That's the truth.
That's another thing.
That's the only thing that's worth telling. Like, they're not smart enough to understand anything you just said. They're not smart enough to understand that they're a hammer being swung by Jews.
I'm also talking to other white people to give them.
No one should have expectations that a black's going to understand you. Like, it's so rare as someone like Ock Nation who understands it. It's like there's no point. Like, you're barking up the wrong tree if you're asking them. Like, they need to, you all want them to go away too. And blacks know that everyone wants them to go away. That's why they're useful in this.
Everyone knows that no one wants to deal with them.
If they go somewhere, if they make the complaint about being watched in a store, it's like, that doesn't mean it ever happened to them. They just know to say that because they know that's probably true. People do watch them more if they're in a store because they think they're going
to
steal.
But you're absolutely right that many of them who it never happened to will say it anyway because they know it gives them power to say that.
Right.
They are given – blacks are the ultimate, like, example react people because, remember, they think TV is real. Like, when they watch New Amsterdam,
they think it's real.
They don't understand the difference between – they think that that's, like, really happening or has really happened or is something – it's just they don't understand the difference between what they see on TV in literal fictional TV shows and actual reality. Like, that doesn't – they don't get that.
Right.
Just the same way they don't understand hypotheticals. And that's probably connected.
There's also a bit of speaking of News One in that Twitter account you're reading, like they also have, there is like, they really do think that lady's just racist. Like raising your voice because you're being victimized by black people is racist. Like you're not supposed to get help if blacks are getting you. Like they know this. Like,
well,
they,
not submitting immediately. First of all, even if she did submit, they probably could, they call her racist no matter what.
Right.
But the fact that she stood up to them is unusual. And that to them merits like this overblown, crazy, insane response. Mm-hmm. But also, all of these words and phrases that they're using, and they're stringing them together in this News One site. I wouldn't even be surprised if the author of this isn't actually black, is a Jew or some kind of anti-white hater or something like that. Because it's a little bit too cogent for a black person to write. Like, look at how that Twitter account writes versus how this News One.
Yeah, right.
not that it's written well, but it's like, you know, it's definitely above the writing level of the most black people who can't write anything. Most black people are actually just can't read and write. That's also true. And look, if you doubt it, like don't, because we've looked into this. Like most blacks in America, adults can't read and write.
It's sort of like, have you ever interacted with a black person? Ever interacted with a black person and noticed anything about them? Not particularly bright. Not particularly fucking bright.
Yeah, I mean, and most of them haven't graduated high school and can't read and write. I'm just telling you that. And even the ones that have oftentimes can't read and write. I mean, this has been shown. They're like,
actually,
they look at like black high school graduating classes and like, yeah, most of them can't.
Hold on. You don't even have to interact with a black person. You don't take that risk on yourself. That's like trying to capture a cottonmouth or something. Don't do that. You look at news interviews where they interview a black person on the street, just like a random black person on the street. That's the mode black. It's like the black that's commenting on a shooting. That's what they're all like. That level of intellect.
So here's what's funny. This suspect class thing, this is interesting. This is a definition under, they say, in U.S. constitutional law, suspect class definition, I guarantee you this comes from civil rights stuff, is a group of persons meeting serious criteria suggesting they are likely the subject of discrimination. These classes receive closer scrutiny by courts when an equal protection claim alleging unconstitutional discrimination is asserted against a law, regulation, or other government action, sometimes private action. When law or government action affects a group that falls under a suspect classification, courts apply the strict scrutiny standard in reviewing the constitutional validity of a law or action. So if you are part of a class that meets this criteria, you're now privileged. This is the problem. So they're saying that, like, if you meet this suspect class definition, you get more rights. But the thing is, it's like, but this definition itself is political, because the very fact that I cannot as a white person access this means that point number three inherently applies to me. If I make a claim that I am a white person, I am a suspect class, and I can prove it many times over, the FBI and the Biden administration and the Department of Homeland Security go out constantly talking about white supremacy is the greatest threat our nation faces.
Right.
Yet there is no evidence of that.
Right.
And they keep saying it despite there being no evidence. And they've actually been called out on this.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no evidence. And in fact, you know, so when they say that, they're putting a stigma based on a stereotype against me and my race.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go to the Supreme Court and say, look, I'm a discriminated against suspect class. Here, I meet the criteria, and I literally cannot remedy any of this through the political process. We've tried, and it's impossible. So this should apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. And in fact, this is in.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
Inherently a contradictory thing, because if the group cannot protect themselves via the political process, then this law, this idea, this concept of them, this is a political process protection for them. So it negates itself. anyone who is a suspect class automatically now becomes a privileged class. And the people who can't access suspect class are a suspect class because they cannot access. It is like literally a self-detonating thing. But in fact, it doesn't matter that logically it's contradictory, because what it is just privileging one group over another. That's what it is. And inherently, it's built to not apply to white people.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't say it outright, but it is inherently constructed so it won't.
Right.
And once white people are a minority, it won't matter anymore.
You know, the only solution to that is just have an ethno-nationalist state. You won't have these problems. You won't have to juggle these different groups.
Okay, Wignat.
Solution is, Well, I mean, some kind of radical political solution is needed, or this is going to keep happening.
No, no.
Because you guys
don't get it. What you need to do is you need to tend to your own gardens. Start attending mass every Sunday. Just build your own nuclear family and start rebuilding society around and have do a spiritual healing within yourself.
Lift weights, go to church and read the Bible. Wow.
I can't go to mass. I don't speak Spanish.
You have to self-improve your way personally.
Yeah.
Out of the anti-white state that's run by vicious Jews that just want to destroy you. The only way out of this is through religion. At least with religion, you're prepping yourself for another plane of existence where maybe this isn't happening. So when you get stabbed with a knife by a nigger who's going to get away with it, you can move on to that plane of existence where this oppression maybe isn't happening.
Mm.
If you just prepare yourself spiritually, that's what you need to do. That's what has to happen.
Yeah, no, so. You need to like lift weights and read the Bible and go to church and suddenly you find all the problems go away.
Lifting weights is still that's form of material. That's like a material action. Like your muscles are going to get bigger here in the material world. I don't think that's really going to help you. You know.
Oh, maybe. But the meme told me that if I did that, I would become better.
Better at what?
Just everything would get better.
I don't think anything's going to get better. Because, you know, it's like organized political action. Ah, jeez.
It's kind of cringy, right?
It's kind of
also, the other thing is that it's like...
Is that
going to
solve your spiritual
about...
problem? Is like banding together as a group and a political bloc that demands power. Is that going to solve your spiritual sickness?
What's so funny about the self-help nationalist idea is that there seems to be this idea that like if I do something that is just like a normal activity... But while being racist, that makes it political?
Yeah.
Like, that's not true. It's still just, like, raking leaves while being racist is still just raking leaves.
I hate
leaves,
these nigger leaves. I wish these niggers would leave.
Like having a white, pro-white or Christian viewpoint while, like, raking leaves is just still, you're just raking leaves, bro. Like, that's it. Like, nothing else is happening there. Which, fine, rake your leaf. I mean, you have to rake your leaf. Or you get a leaf blower or whatever. But, like, it's not, you've done nothing except get the leaves off your lawn, is my point. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the idea. So, but guys, we'll talk about it. Like, hey, I did, doing chores and also racist Christian nationalism.
Well, yeah,
you've tended
to your garden.
Life back together now.
Doing your chores is literally tending to your own garden, and that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Basic things in life that people used to take for granted, you start doing those. That's going to end Jewish oppression.
Well, a lot of that stuff is because people that fall into that are people that actually need self-help to do basic things. And so they think like, hey, I clean my room. It's literally Jordan Peterson shit. I actually clean my room and now I feel great. Well, that's good for you, but you haven't done anything political.
That's your political
situation.
Don't stop
cleaning your room. Keep your room clean. Do, definitely. Keep your room clean. But that is not a political act, just so you understand. It's not. It's just
100%
you're keeping your room clean so you feel better because you're not in a filthy pigsty.
You don't need a clean room to do political action either. You can just let your room be dirty and go out
and
be organized.
You can also just leave the dirty clothes in the corner and like
just pick it up, man.
You should pick it up, but it's not like.
Well, if there's something more important going on and you maybe clean them up later some other time.
Yeah,
like,
you can do it later on, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe cleaning your room and your house, maybe that's the first baby step towards performing an ethnic cleansing at some point.
But you know what you should really do? This one, they're going to get mad at me. I don't clean my own room.
Somebody else
cleans it. Someone else. No. I have a woman clean it.
Oh, wow. Something else that you used to be able to take for granted that a man would be able to get?
Do you have a Mexican clean your room like Nick Fuentes?
Jesus.
Well, that's just his mom, though,
Have a pederast clean his room. I'm sorry, you brought him up. Daily reminder, America First is a pederast grooming cult. If you're a pederast and you want to sexually abuse teenage supporters of Nick Fuentes, he will not stop it. He will not let me do these speeches. He will not only allow you to do it, he will protect you when it comes public. And then he will blame the messenger and blame the victim. Pederast cult. Grooming cults. And it makes sense because their goal is to vote for Republicans. So he learned from the
best. Well, they're trying to fit in.
Yeah.
So this gives me a little jumping off point. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Sven, but yesterday, last evening, I was looking through my Yahoo newsfeed, and I saw a little headline that said, Making Sense of Non-White White Supremacists.
Oh, well, I can make sense of them easily. It's like people that aren't white supremacists that you call white supremacists, and then they're not white. Now you're in a bind, and you have to explain this.
But like, the thumbnail was Nick Fuentes.
A picture of Nick Fuentes.
It was a picture of Nick, and I fucking died. I was like,
Well, they're mad because of the people aren't taking the accusation.
Who's this?
That mall shooter. What is this?
That's better than a picture of Nick Fuente. What do we got here?
It looks like some Mexican woman picked it.
Wow. I don't see color.
Anyway,
I don't see color when I look at those.
Here's what's going on. So they're angry about the fact that people are not taking seriously the allegation that mall was shot up by a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Because they're calling him, they're still saying he's a Nazi and white supremacist, even though he was like a very weird, skinny, nerdy Mexican dude who looked just like some lunatic, autistic person.
I see. There's a direct link here. For example, Nick Fuentes, a popular extreme right commentator.
Yeah, this was just what they were doing.
Identity, and whom Garcia mentioned in his writings online.
Right. So they're actually saying that, like, I'd actually complain about this.
Nick Fuentes is radicalizing other Mexicans.
But they also say Enrique Tarrio, who's an anti-racist leader of an anti-racist group called the Proud Boys.
I know. So they're
lying. This is the bind that they're in. You're lying about who these people are. You know, these aren't white supremacist groups.
And when they lie about Enrique Tarrio, which we know the Proud Boys are anti-racist and Enrique Tarrio is vocally anti-racist, we know that we just know they're lying. Like, when they lie about that, then they're lying about all of it. Like, I just don't believe that, you know, I don't believe that this guy is anything other than a lunatic. And if he was somewhat like attracted to Fuentes and what he's doing, you know, weirdo online, sees weirdos online, and he's like, I like this, but what? How surprising is that?
I saw somewhere.
He also praised. Hold on. Yeah. He also praised Audrey Hale.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, he praised Aiden Hale, Audrey Hale. Like, he praised the shooter.
Where's the manifesto, by the way, Audrey? How's that being held up?
Well, the FBI, the school now also, hold on, this is kind of interesting. The school is suing to keep it secret, and I think I know why. But I'll say this is a theory. I am not saying this for sure. But I would be willing to bet the school wants to keep the manifesto secret because Audrey Hale suffered sexual abuse at the school.
That would be...
That's my guess. I don't know. I can't say for sure. That's just a guess. And if I'm not trying to slander that school, I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. Because why else would they want to keep it secret?
The only other option would be like...
Unless she alleges that she suffered sexual abuse at the school. Might be a reason they would want to do it.
The only other reason I can think of is like the standard conservative, let's just move on and not make this about issue.
But that's not their problem then. They can just stay out of all of it. I feel like the only reason the school would specifically come in to demand that is that there's some allegation against them that they don't want public that's in the manifesto. And that would not surprise me. But I would say this, school, if you have some skeleton in your closet, something that...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. For your subscription today.
You would like to cover up and step over.
Well,
it doesn't mean the rest of us don't get to see what was in that document.
Yeah.
It's not fair for you to do that. You have to face that if that's true.
I also have good news for the school. If there is such an allegation, no crime in America carries a lighter sentence than doing child sex abuse. So don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Right.
I watched the, we'll talk about it hour two, I guess, is the Open Secret documentary. It's like, it's very blackmailing. People that do this, they just get a slap on the wrist, move on with their lives. That's what America's basically for.
Mm-hmm.
Child sex abuse. So don't worry. You might have to pay. Maybe you'll pay a fine. So maybe somebody will get probation. If that's, you know, that's only a theory. There's no allegation to be made. But if that's a concern you have.
Child sex abusers. For whatever, you know what's funny? Child sex abusers do not meet the definition of a suspect class. They get, like, all kinds of protections of the political and legal process. In fact, when allegations of this are brought up, political and legal defense processes go into high gear, and all kinds of institutions are willing to associate themselves with this in order to defend the rights of somebody accused of this stuff. And they always do it under the guise of, well, everyone has the right to defend them. It's like, okay, everyone has the right to defend them, but white people don't. Everybody but white people who are conscious of being white people and act as a conscious group of white people, they don't get self-defense. They don't get any benefit of any doubt. They're a suspect class, and they will be destroyed. And the very fact that they cannot access the suspect class definition is proof of this. Pedophiles don't even need to, because they just get the benefit of all doubts anyway. And so,
well, they just get light sentences.
Yeah.
Then they have to deal with the inconvenience of having to register as a sex offender when they move. Like, nothing happens to them. If they offend again, they get the same treatment again. It's like this is just the state of affairs as far as that goes. America does not prosecute child sex stuff to any extent that anyone would find appropriate for such crimes. People think there. I mean, I don't care who, except for Jews, everyone in the world, every race, every ethnicity, they believe that child sex abuse is like the most unforgivable crime possible. And no one, I don't think anybody that's not a Jew, you know, fails to feel outraged when they hear about such crimes, when they hear about the sentences. And yet these people just walk around, they just walk free from doing it. They could be, you never know. Nothing happens to them.
So...
They can go, in many cases, they can go back to work at Nickelodeon. Just go back to work. Go back to working with children. Go back to working with the very pool of people that you use to abuse. Someone named Brian Pelt, I believe his name was. Convicted, went back to work at Nickelodeon, working on kids' shows. It's good shit.
Dude, this article has a collection of tweets that are on Twitter that these niggers are really mad about because they're defending this woman. And there's a lot of them. It's actually quite funny. So one of them says, there's like dozens of them. One says, like, look at the vitriolic hatred these people have. A gang of black youths laugh as they physically harass a lone pregnant woman. Mm-hmm. And black Twitter comes out to harass her online and celebrate the fear she feels because she's white. And this is saying, many are rightfully calling out her hysterical, antagonistic, and demonstrably racist behavior. And, of course, they link to their own article where they do that. That's a link to their own article. A very loud and vocal contingent is spewing racist hatred, contorting themselves to try and frame her as a victim. No, I don't have to do any contortions. It's obvious that she was the victim. This is pretty funny. It says too damn many people reward people for having a tantrum. And that's one of the reasons we're in such bad shape. Folks know that if they make a scene, people will let them have their way. Most not as maliciously as her, admittedly. And then somebody responds,
malicious.
You mean like the tantrum niggers had in 2020 when George Floyd accidentally died?
It's good.
Tantrum that a certain Semitic people is constantly throwing.
Yeah, right. Then somebody's like doing the bit of like, oh, what did she actually do, racist? It's like, you know, no, we're not in that point. We're not at that point. Because that implies that if she had said, like, help, niggers are assaulting me, that she would have been in the wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, fuck your, fuck this, what did she do that was racist? Because when you ask that question, and this is a conservative thing, this is the thing that conservatives do, and cowardly white people do. When you say, what did she do that was racist, you validate the idea that it's okay as long as it's proven that she was racist and that the thing, the reason this one is wrong is because she wasn't. No. You have to understand, when niggers scream racist, they're trying to destroy somebody.
Yep.
And your job is to stick up for them.
Yep.
That's it. No other questions, and shut the fuck up otherwise. I don't want to hear any objections to this. But if she was, no, don't validate their fucking bullshit framing where racist, if they can show that this person was racist, then it's okay. Fuck that. This is why there is racism and why it's justified.
If she was racist, she would have went to a different bike rack, assuming there's one somewhere that's not being hung around by,
if she was racist, she would have, five niggers. She would have peeped those niggers hanging around and just kept walking.
Yep.
Hoping that she doesn't get mugged.
Right.
So she seemed like she was in a safe part of New York, though, because she was near the hospital and other hospital employees were wandering around. So that was actually a part of the city that's probably usually relatively safe, although you can't really say that about any part of the city anymore.
Where's Eric Adams? Where's
Well, he's probably not trying to find out. Where's Fat Albert? So much shit over the fact that he said he didn't say that. He basically said that Jordan Neely's thing was, well, that's what happened. But you know why I think he said that? Because Ock Nation actually played on his channel a news report from like right after it happened.
Okay.
And the news report was very funny. It didn't identify anybody by race, and it didn't negatively in any way characterize Daniel Penny or anyone else. A man who was being aggressive on the subway died after being restrained by another passenger who was trying to defend himself and other passengers from the erratic behavior. And the guy who died had 44 other arrests, one of which was for assaulting a 67-year-old woman, and blah, 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 all this shit. And basically painting it like almost as if the strap hanger, as they call them, New York City headlines always have strap hanger for someone on the subway, even though they don't hang from straps anymore. But they call them strap hangers. Like the strap hanger, it was almost painting the strap hanger in question as a hero for doing what he did. And then, and I think it's entirely possible, even likely, that Eric Adams heard that version of the story. And there was probably some assumption that, yes, the troublemaker was probably black, but so was the restrainer. And therefore, if that was the case, nobody would have given a shit. If a black man held down the homeless black guy and he died, nobody would have cared. It would have been, oh, that's a curious story. Let's move on to the next, right? Yeah. So it was very interesting watching that news report. And Ock Nation's like, yo, watch this, man. This reporter right here, he not going to be talking like this no more. You're not going to hear any of these words out of his mouth no more. Yeah, I was dying. Anyway. So, yeah, fuck all this shit.
Yeah.
Man, sorry, I'm fucking wore out. Hiked for 7.5 hours yesterday.
Hiking? Did you forget your bike?
Yeah. If I had a mountain bike, I guess it would have made things a little bit easier. I need a hardtail mountain bike. But the problem is I don't want to spend money on one.
Here's another tweet they don't like. Has there ever been an actual white racism story that wasn't a lie created by black predators?
That's a good question. I can't think of one.
No, the answer is no.
All right. Here we have a nigger.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of...
You want to watch something funny?
Well, that raises a question, though.
What do you think is going to happen?
Go ahead, play this.
What do you think is going to happen?
We're going to do the Pepsi challenge.
Aside from the fact that the tab's going to be muted, what do you think this nigger's going to do with that lady's speed
exactly
stick?
What's going to happen.
The tab's not muted? I was wrong? Yep. She's eating deodorant.
I knew that was going to happen. It was obvious.
What's she going to say about it? Oh, she likes it. She's nodding. White people don't season their food. Oh, she's taking another big bite.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Dear God.
She's doing like a test or something like that? What's going on?
No, I think niggers just eat things.
Well, they can't read the labels. She doesn't know that that says Lady Speed Stick deodorant. She can't read it, so she thinks it's probably a treat. Like a popsicle.
What is it with
turn the little knob and it comes
people
up.
In eating shit that's not edible? Yeah, like Indians with the fucking shampoo. Niggers and their deodorant.
She thought that was like an ice cream or something like that. Yeah.
Damn. There's an ugly Shibun. Took that watermelon in one bite. Normally, I like to watch white women smush them with their thighs, but...
Yeah. Now we're talking. Let's look at some of that content. Let's find some thick-thighed white women.
I just... All right, well, we should take a break here. I got a confusing message from Meraku. I can't tell if he meant...
Oh,
late.
So here's why... Here we have a... Sorry, one more thing. Sorry, I know. I know you're annoyed at me. I understand,
just
and I'm sorry.
Mid-sentence.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to finish the thought. Meraku sent me a message. I don't know if we're going to have the Merchant Minute or not today. That was the rest of the sentence.
I apologize. I deeply apologize. I know I can be inconsiderate sometimes. I'm sorry. I try not to be. I'm working on it. As a white person with self-awareness, I can work on my own shortcomings.
Help!
Design.
Help!
Sorry.
So I was reading this News One article, and here's why the receipt was redacted. Like, all of these things make sense when you're a white person.
Of course.
Marino sent both the alleged receipts and the screenshot to me under the condition I not publish them, as they could potentially reveal her employment location and location of her home, as well as what time she ends her shift. Which makes a hell of a lot of sense. Because when she's all said and done, when it's all said and done, she's got a job back, and they know where she works.
Yep.
They know where she lives, and they know what time she goes to and from work.
See a lot of niggers hanging out by that bike rack.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It makes utter sense that the attorney would protect her like that, and these niggers are using the fact that, oh, he's not going to trust people who are maliciously going after his client with all this information about where she lives and works and her timetable. Wow, that's suspect. No. You're suspect. Justifiably so. Anyway, that's it.
Anyway. All right, let's take a break. Hopefully by the time I'm eating lunch, there'll be a Merchant Minute. I don't know. We'll find out.
You are listening to The Daily Sewer.